embedded deep within the human psyche is this profound longing and sense of justice. We have this clear idea of when things are fair and when they're not, even from the youngest of ages. Parents, I'm sure you've set before your children perhaps two bowls with ice cream and one's just that little bit bigger than the other. And how many times will a child say, "It's not fair, my brother or sister has got the bigger serve." Or the same with chocolate cakes or lollies or whatever we set before them. Children have this instinctual sense of when something just isn't right. And it speaks to this hunger that is within us and I believe God-given. That God has placed within us this desire to see things done right. And God, in His longing and fulfillment of these things, has said that when the Messiah comes, He will set the world at right. This doesn't just mean punishing the wicked and rewarding the virtuous, but this profound sense of restoring the balance of creation, allowing us to return and achieve that original gift of creation. And so the prophetic utterance that Jesus gives us today in the gospel speaks directly into that desire to seek balance, to restore all things according to the original purpose and plan of God. That God originally intended the world to be in balance, for there to be justice experienced and lived within the world. And so this hunger continues to be felt and we experience it within us. And so when we hear this declaration that Jesus makes, note it's not a parable. It's not a telling of a story about the possible things, but about this declaration of the way the things will be. This speaking into our own lives, the truth of the way that Jesus is now making the world to be. And so he tells this incident of a shepherd separating the sheep from the goats. Now, these days, of course, it's easy to tell the difference between sheep and goats because we've nurtured and bred the different animals for particular purposes. But in the ancient Near East, sheep and goats were much more similar in appearance. And particularly when it was getting towards dusk, the similar grey and light brown kind of colour of the animals would have made it more difficult to distinguish between them. Of course, the main difference was that goats' tails go up and sheep's tail go down. So that was one of the ways that you were able to distinguish between them. But why was it important to separate the sheep from the goats? Well, the sheep have got more fat on them. The sheep have got the wool to protect them and to provide warmth for them, particularly in a colder climate on a colder night. Imagine that, a colder night. Oh, yes. Anyway, back to the story. And so this wonderful sense that the goats, though, weren't as hardy. The goats needed to be protected and nurtured. And so you would separate the goats so that they could be nurtured and cared for because the goats were more vulnerable. And it speaks into that heart of God. It speaks into the desire of God to nurture and protect His flock, His people, to provide that safety. Jesus then goes on to tell the reasons why there is this separation, that there are those who are virtuous, those who recognize the need to feed the hungry, to give drink to the thirsty, to clothe the naked, to visit the sick and those who are in prison, to welcome the stranger. And when we think about our lives and we think about the things that we have done, hopefully every single person here is able to point to a time in their life when you've done just this, when you have indeed offered food to someone who's hungry. Perhaps it was when you got the bigger serve of ice cream and you willingly gave it to your brother or sister to say, "Here, you look hungrier than I am, and so here, have some extra of this." Perhaps children are much more likely to do that with their Brussels sprouts or their broccoli and say, "Yes, you're welcome, just have a bigger serve of this." But this sense of this desire that is within us to indeed feed the hungry, to take care of those around us. But we also perhaps recognize that there are times when we fail to do this. When we see a beggar on the side of the road and we walk around them rather than offering them the few coins that we have in our pocket. when we are given that opportunity so often at church to support the work of Caritas or Catholic Mission, and we say, oh no, that's all right, I'll do that later, and we never quite get around to it. The Lord challenges us to recognize that the distinction between the sheep and the goats, just as it is at dusk, it's a little bit hard to tell. And sometimes with us, we recognize that sometimes we are indeed good sheep, but sometimes we are bad goats, or sometimes perhaps we're simply good goats, those goats who do the wrong thing some of the time and the right thing some of the time. The distinction is not between us and them, but it's within us. And this call is to recognize that and to hunger to be fed and nourished and nurtured by the Lord. The Lord desires to feed us. The Lord desires to love us. The Lord desires to change our hearts so that we recognize the presence of God in those around us. The call for us is indeed to be transformed and changed. But as much as I might desire that, as much as I might want to be better, I also recognize that within myself, I don't have the power to change. Within myself, I'm not able to change myself to be the person that I imagine myself to be. I need help. I need the grace of God. And that's where Holy Communion comes in. In Holy Communion, we're fed and nourished by the Lord. We're changed and transformed. So it's not just me in my own humanity struggling and trying to be better. But God says, I will feed my flock. I will nourish my sheep. I will protect and guide and nurture you. And the church is the place where God has provided for all of that to happen. God has given us this place where every day, every week, we're invited to come and be nourished again. Come and receive not ordinary bread, but bread that has been changed to become the very body of Christ, to be for us the food that we need to be transformed and changed so that we can indeed be the good sheep that the Lord calls and says, well done, good and faithful servants, enter into the Father's rest. God always intended and desired for all of His people to be saved. God desired and intended for all of His people to enter into the house of the Father. But there are those who choose not to come. There are those who choose to separate themselves from the rest of the community. There are those who say, no, I don't need to be fed or nourished. I don't need the nurturance of the Word of God in the body of our Lord. I can do it myself. And they're the ones who, in so choosing, choose to worship not God, but some other image, some other likeness. We become like what we worship. If we worship a God of love, a God of inclusion, a God of acceptance, a God who longs for us to be fed and nourished, then we will become people who do the same. Not begrudgingly, not out of fear, but out of a response to the God of love. The invitation for us as we worship Christ the King is to think and ponder, who is the God that I worship? What kind of God is He? Is He a God who so tenderly and carefully nourishes and nurtures and cares for all of His creation and desires simply that I gather regularly with His community to be nourished and fed by Him, to slowly be changed into the people and the community that He has longed and created us to be?